From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. H&M is trying to recover from an uproar in China. The clothing retailer last year announced on its website that it would no longer source cotton from Xinjiang, a province where the U.S. and other governments accused China of holding a million minority Uyghurs in forced labor camps, something China denies. Chinese consumers boycotted the store. It was removed from a major e-commerce platform, even taken off online maps. The company reported a quarterly loss and released a statement today saying it was dedicated to regaining the trust of Chinese consumers. H&M is not the only brand dealing with this problem. Adidas and Nike have also been targeted after the U.S. and EU sanctioned Chinese officials. Joining us to talk about this is Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Peck in Shanghai. Good morning.
Hi, Sabri.
This sounds like a very difficult situation for foreign brands in China.
It is, but if you look at the level of boycott, it's not uniform across all brands. So most of the consumer vitriol is aimed at H&M rather than Nike and Adidas, which have a far bigger presence in China. Some Chinese landlords, they had shut H&M locations in smaller Chinese cities. Apple and Baidu Maps, rideshare app Didi, Chinese e-commerce sites, they've deleted H&M from their databases. But that's not happening to Adidas and Nike. Yes, they've had celebrities in China cancel endorsement deals, but that's about it so far.
What is the long-term impact of these boycotts on brands?
Well, usually they bounce back, especially if there's no domestic substitute like the NBA. But if the Chinese central government steps in, like it did for South Korean supermarket giant Lotte, where many of its shops were shut for fire safety code violations, then the company has to exit China. Now, China says most of its cotton is harvested with machines, not forced labor. If the U.S. and EU continue to press and penalize China over this, foreign companies might have to choose a side, use Xinjiang cotton or be locked out of the world's second largest economy.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Peck in Shanghai, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sabri.